Good morning and welcome.
Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Unlimited Realities. I'm your host, Lisa Zimmer, and today we're going to have a very special guest, Joan Bersanco, who is a Harvard-trained scientist and psychologist, an expert in body-mind-spirit connection, and she just wrote a book called Fried. And we're going to talk a little bit about what Fried represents, because in our society, we're all faced with a lot of burnout for a myriad of different reasons, whether it's personal, family, job, career, just basic burnout from the life that you've been living and really needing to make a shift and a change. So Joan's going to join us very soon. I'm waiting for her to call in so you all can bear with me. But we're going to talk a little bit about what burnout is and the difference between burnout and stress, because burnout and stress in her book is detailed very differently. And burnout is more of a condition, and stress is more temporary. So we're going to discuss that with Joan as soon as she calls. And we're also going to be talking to David John Peckinbaugh, who was the inspiration to the title of Fried, who is also both an author and a musician. And he's going to come on a little bit later in the show in regard to talking to us a little bit about how he was inspired through Joan and by Joan. And also in regard to really where he is in regard to the whole burnout situation, if he's feeling it, if he's gone through it, and his personal experience with it. Now, I am live with you guys, and I am on the air, and I have no one calling me. So I am hoping that Joan knows this is Eastern Standard Time. Anyway, let's continue onward and upward. I've had a very interesting morning. Woke up this morning and my car was broken into. So in taking the kids to school at 5 to 7, my car was trashed. Everything from my glove box and my console was thrown all over. And it was a really interesting experience as we drove to school in silence because of the weird vibe that we had. So I kind of have mixed feelings about this. They did catch the guy. And yet I have a real compassionate side of myself for him because obviously he was down on his luck and looking for things. And, you know, unfortunately, if he had just asked me, I would have given him what I had. But I have some mixed feelings about this. So, yeah, it was kind of creepy to be violated in regard to my vehicle. But, you know, I also have a lot of compassion for this guy. And in talking about what we're on the subject of with burnout and Fried, we're kind of at a point in our lives and in society right now where everybody's feeling burnout. We're all feeling stressed. We're all feeling that piece of kind of disconnect in regard to ourselves as well as a piece of ourselves that it's really like lost ourselves in regard to where we are and our groundedness. As you can tell, I'm a little frazzled right now because I don't have a guest. So, David, if you're listening, you can feel free to call in early. The number, again, to call in live, if anyone's interested, is 213-286-6743. I'm welcoming any phone calls right now. So, please, you know, feel free to call in and ask a question. Just shoot the day with me, and let's try and fill this hour up. We don't even have to talk about stress. We don't have to talk about burnout. We can talk about what you're going through today. Feel free to call in, 213-286-6743. So today, let's see, we're moving into a new astrological sign today. That would be Taurus. So that should be a real nice earth and grounding sense of self for us and coming out of the fiery Aries and moving into Taurus. It's also a lot of energy going on right now. I'm seeing a lot of people really kind of needing to cocoon, and this can also be brought up when Joan does call in to talk about how we do nurture ourselves and how we do take care of ourselves when we are going through a bit of a stressful time. It seems like the last 2 weeks seems to have been, somebody's calling me. God bless you, whoever you are. Here you go. Hello, this is Lisa.
Karen Arouche.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
It's
Hi,
Karen.
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi,
Karen.
Fort Lauderdale. God bless you for calling in.
How are you?
I'm waiting for my. I'm okay. I've been worse. I could be better. But yeah, I'm hoping that Joan, you know, gets my message and calls through soon. But how is your day going, Karen? Are you feeling the vibes and the shifts going on here?
I really am. I really am. And unfortunately, I have to talk kind of low because I am at work. But I was just having a conversation with Elizabeth last night, and we were talking about that feeling of there's been so much going on, and yet in the downtime where now, right now, there's nothing going on, I feel this need to fill it with things. And it's it's like there's this feeling of, you know, everything has passed. And yet I'm not completely comfortable and feel the need to, not to call in drama or stress, but to do things to, you know, to not be okay with just sitting with the silence.
And that's, you know, that's a great topic, because that's usually where we all go. We're so used to being in the moment of acting and performing and doing that when there's that place in between where there's something new ready to come in, but it hasn't revealed itself yet. For those of us who are kind of always on that, you know, type A personality and that proactive approach, it's very difficult for us to kind of just trust and have the faith that as the path is unfolding and as things are starting to shift and move into our lives, that there is that little gap and there is that little piece, and to kind of just trust into that breath in that spot of knowing that, yes, indeed, this is the place of, you know, where we can really regain our balance, where we can really regain our sense of, you know, who we are and our values and our beliefs, and really ground them even more so that
right.
when that peace comes in, you welcome it and you don't run from it or it doesn't scare you. Because a lot of times, you know, we know there's a peace coming in, but then it shows itself and it's, you know, it's kind of frightening because it's a little overwhelming, or it's a
right.
new emotion, or it's a new feeling. And you know, there's so much that we become conditioned to accepting that is both healthy and unhealthy. And so,
right.
you know, Karen, audience, Karen is a very dear friend of mine. God bless you for calling in. And Elizabeth is another friend of ours. So I don't mean to, like, leave my audience out like we're talking about people we don't know, but these are good soul people that you would love as well. But, you know, there's this piece also that people are going through. Our topic today is supposed to be about Fried, Joan Bersenko's book that she wrote, Fried, and it's about burnout and stress. And, you know, you're a type A. You know, we can relate to each other on this level. That sometimes it's very difficult to kind of take that breath and step back and have
right.
that peace of knowing that, you know, things are shifting and going in the direction that we're co-creating. But at the same point, it's that faith piece. Sometimes we need validation for faith. Sometimes we need, you know, a little tap on the shoulder, a little angel coming in and saying, hey, yeah, you know, I'm cheering you on. It's okay. It's good to go. Keep going. Because there's always that, you know. And it's so natural when we've had heartache or misfortune or, you know, crazies in our past that we go to that thought or feeling that that's going to repeat itself. So if we haven't experienced much joy, it's almost a foreign concept to embrace. So
right.
are
yeah,
you
or that
feeling
like...
Of,
or that feeling of, you know, that when we're not fried or something like that, that there's something wrong. If we're not completely like, oh, my God, what's happening? Can I deal with this now? Can I deal with, you know, the next thing that comes my way? And, again, like I said, not to be calling that in, but, you know, to just sit with, wow, it's okay to breathe. It's okay to relax into this space of, wow, nothing stressful is happening. you know, it already happened. You know, I've already been through it. And now I'm on
right.
the other side going, oh, now what's going to happen? Like waiting for the other shoe
right.
to drop.
And,
well, and it doesn't have to be that way.
And we get used to that. Yeah.
Right.
Because we get used to that. And that's like living in a fire. It's like, you know, there's never a peace. There's never a sense of you know, ah. And when you are constantly, I lived like this in 2004 and 2005. My life was so thrown up in the air that I literally did not know from one day to the next what I was going to focus my attention on. And we lost everything. You know, two hurricanes mm-hmm. came in a tornado, and we lost everything. In addition, I was sick. In addition, my marriage was crumbling. In addition, my kids were all disrupted. So there was so many, and my son got very ill. So it was like a series of events, and it took me till I left my husband for me to actually realize that I did not have to live in this cycle of crazy and chaos anymore. And it was so such an awakening for me, because I was unaware of how much that I was used to feeling the crazy, that
right.
I was subconsciously expecting it. And I didn't even know I was subconsciously expecting it. I wasn't, you know, I'm a glass is always full kind of person, and yet I was waiting for that other shoe to drop, like you said. And, you know, a lot of times we have to shift the energy, well, always we have to shift the energy within ourselves before it starts to shift on the outside. And
mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to make dramatic changes. But you've gone through some very big changes over the last year. And
yeah.
I can relate to all of that. You and I have paralleled quite a bit in so many different ways. And, you know, change is not always easy. In fact, most change, which people, you know, people are afraid of change in a lot of ways, because it always does shake your roots. But,
right, and it also, yeah, it doesn't. You don't always know what the changes are going to be. And if you can't
right.
see what's out in front of you, then you have to deal with all of the feelings that come up as a result. Not
yes,
knowing.
And that's
and
key.
All that
that's
discomfort. And all, but it's also
yeah.
a great space, because you get to say, you got to get to create it along the way.
Right. And you also can look at that pain or that discomfort and know that as you're going through it, this too is going to pass, that, you know, it's not an